Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca. Tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. That was a very newsy intro, and it's 11 p.m. And this is the witching hour. And I'm back in Kingston. I've been away for a bit, and I have a very special guest here with me.
Aaron!
It's Aaron! This is the first time we're seeing each other in the new year, which is kind of crazy. And I know we're going to get really, really off track because...
We already have been, to be honest.
We've gone to Chris Pratt. We've gone to cruises.
Chris Pratt's rise to fame, which we think he's a liar. He's a big fat liar.
Yeah, we think he was...
We covered Chris Hemsworth. Oh, the Chris's. Chris Hemsworth, Alzheimer's.
Yeah, which I didn't know about.
Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
This is pretty on track. We stayed on one topic for a while, which was like Marvel actors, I guess.
It is very rare.
But yeah, what's new?
You're missing teeth.
I am missing
teeth.
She's
becoming her type, toothless.
Oh my gosh, she's bald is next. But I got my wisdom teeth out, and they put me under To Creep by Radiohead.
That's insane.
Like, literally, he goes, I'm gonna put on some music.
And like, I don't think you could have, like, made it up.
And this is also my mom's coworkers, because she works at, like, she's a nurse. And I was, like, laughing my ass off when they were putting me under it because Creep was playing. And I was also, like, getting turnt on the drugs.
Yeah.
And I was laughing and I kept apologizing because I was like, they don't know I'm laughing. And I was like, peeing my pants. And then the surgeon, apparently my mom did talk to him after. And he was like, I didn't pick the music, I promise.
Oh, that's so funny. No, I remember when I got a trigger warning, a colonoscopy. And that high that I felt of whatever they gassed me with is one of the best feelings I've ever had in my entire life.
It's like the happiest you'll ever
be. And there was a camera going into my asshole. Like,
and you were stoked.
I was so happy.
I feel like this time I didn't feel that crazy because I had the other end scope.
Oh.
Yeah. And I felt amazing after that. I had my back against like the bars. There was like metal bars on the bed. I had my back and I said, this is the most comfortable I've ever been. And I was in jeans. And my mom was like, okay. And I was like, I'm in jail, exactly where I belong, is what I said.
I think Creep was the correct choice for you to go under.
Yeah, I was
just
certain,
straight through you.
The second those drugs hit, I get a certain energy and it belongs in jail, apparently. But yeah, my face hurt for a long time and still feels really weird. But yeah.
Oh, it's kind of icky.
It is pretty icky, especially because there's a hole like leading to my sinus. So I like, when I clean it, sometimes stuff comes out my nose, which is really crazy. My body's
okay,
doing
that's
stuff.
Okay, that's something I didn't actually want to know. That's fucking disgusting.
Just so you know, I can do it for you later. I'll show you on the break.
Not my kink. I'll show you. Say that for someone else.
But yeah, so I'm recovering. I went to the gym for the first time in like weeks. Ooh, yeah. It's okay. Yeah, that's kind of it. Today, I just started thinking about what music we were going to play like an hour ago. So
yeah, fair.
But low-key, I think it came together pretty well. We have a lot of CanCon today. Starting off, I do have a song with Chino Marino on it because I've been listening to it so much.
I have no idea who that is. I don't know who a lot of these people are.
Chino Marino's the guy from Deftones.
The front guy,
yeah,
the whiny
the singer.
One.
Yeah, the whiny Wee. One.
Wait, no, I was about to do Sabrina Carpenter. There's so many Please, Please, Please songs. Hold on.
Oh, they do a cover that.
Yeah, no, I know. That's my favorite because he sounds really pathetic.
Well, this one, he sounds pretty pathetic too. And it's with Polyphia. Have you seen Polyphia?
No.
He's like one of those beautiful men I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was an entertainer on the cruise and I was like starstruck. Like,
oh my God. And also on a cruise, like the hotness is so heightened.
Yeah.
Because it's like we're stuck. It's like seeing someone at the airport and you're like, this is
the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Sexy security people. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. The hottest people on that boat were the security people.
I was going to say, you're really gunning for the staff here. It's that certain... Like, you can't have them.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get on the staff.
I feel like the staff on boats are a little freaky.
For sure. With each other, though. I don't know. I think they get in
below
trouble.
Below deck.
Yeah, exactly. I'm basing this all on watching Below Deck. But, and this also isn't a yacht experience. So I don't know what the rules are.
They look down on cruise people.
The yacht people?
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. It's like if you play tennis and you meet someone who plays ping pong. Like, I feel like that's
crazy.
Both are sports in their own right, but
I feel like my ability to play tennis is tied to my like economic upbringing.
It absolutely is. Are you really good at tennis?
No.
I was like, what bomb are you about to drop right now? And it totally is. Me and Chloe were also saying, I don't know why tennis has been coming up. Tennis is for rich people, or tennis is old money. Pickleball is
new money.
And then
there's like a rise in pickleball playing.
I know.
Like, there's like facilities for it now.
It's just the fact that it's really loud and like neighborhoods hate it that makes me think it's very new money.
I've never seen anyone play it. I've only seen the equipment. Either.
Like, I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, my roommate started picking it up.
Does she like it?
She loves it.
I know. I think Emma and Makia, I think, played once. And they really
my parents were going to start trying to play. They bought equipment from Costco on sale.
It was
on clearance.
It's spreading.
Guys, my parents are not new money. They got the rackets on clearance.
They got it on sale. They're getting it now that pickleball is like on the way out. I don't know if it'll keep having a rise, but in my journalism meetings, there's a lot of people writing stories about pickleball.
That's so weird.
People hate pickleball because it's really loud. Anyways, the pickleball. Fuck? So our first song is going to be Bloodbath by Polyphia featuring Chino Marino. Then after that, it's just a song I've been listening to a lot recently, which is Unfamiliar by Currents.
I'm excited.
And then we'll get into more stuff after that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm honestly not sure
what it's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be good. So, yeah. Here's Bloodbath by Polyphia and Chino Marino on CFRC.
Salvation, I leave.
Okay, so that last song was Sew Me Up by Spirit Box. Then we had Psycho Hours by Structures before that, and Unfamiliar by Currents, and Bloodbath by Polyphia and Chino Marino. Yeah, so solid start. We were yapping, honestly, that whole time, and that's why I added an extra few songs on the end there.
I was freaked out because when I came here, as usual, I got here before Chris.
Yeah. I have no defense. I was literally at the Arc. I should have been here first.
Yeah, and so, like, Whiplash is, like, an hour. Whiplash. Oh, my God. The witching hour is an hour earlier than, like, the last time. Yes. Well, all the times that I've been on here. Which, to be fair, that is a good thing for sleep. But we always get here when there's no one here. And so I actually, like, jumped when there was someone here.
I was startled, too.
I was like, that's terrifying to me. That there's someone actually here for the witching hour, like, other than us.
It's chilling.
And then they didn't leave the studio the way that they came in. They went around, like, they went that way, like, through the library, probably because I had to go to the bathroom or something. But, and then all of a sudden, like, we're talking, whatever, like, music's playing, and then all we hear is, good night.
And it was such, like, a quiet, and it sounded like it could have come from anywhere.
Anywhere.
And they were behind us, so we couldn't see them. That scared the crap out of me.
It was terrifying. Just, good night.
We have a lot of spooks when we do the witching
actually
hour
terrifying.
Live.
Like, I saw a shadow, like, before you came in, and I actually jumped.
I hate sitting on that side because I always catch the shadows. Yeah. There's a window into the studio, but it's very dark and fogged.
Yeah. Have you seen Nosferatu yet?
I haven't. Oh, I need to. God. I heard his wiener's out.
It's so quick.
What?
I was expecting, like, a full, like, dick shot.
I was expecting, like, significant wiener for a significant chunk of a scene.
And there wasn't. No.
Oh, I know, it's just a little...
I watched it with my granny.
How was that?
It was fine. It was okay for her.
Yeah, I'm sure it couldn't have been more inappropriate than, like, any of the other...
Yeah, but I was expecting, like, a full, like, feature-length wiener shot. And it was just, like, a quick, like... Oh. It's just like...
He has one. They needed just to, like, tell us he has one.
Like, the only way that you could tell it was his weenie is because it was as pale as the rest of him.
I was going to say, did it have one long fingernail? Like, did they, like, zhuzh it up? Like, is it just a wiener?
I don't know. It literally... I was wearing my glasses and I still could barely see it.
Does the dick get
maybe
old?
That's not a good thing.
Like, should it be like dead? Does dead people dick look different?
I think someone like gifted Nicholas Holt like the prosthetic.
I did see that as a headline, and that's how I found out there was wiener in it.
Yeah, I'm so happy he was in that movie. He deserves like such big roles.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah, there are some people, Chris Pratt, who should not have the roles that they have, and we should make way for.
I was saying because like all Nicholas I did Holt. During the break was watch Jurassic Park over and over and over again.
Yeah,
and then Chris Pratt. Pisses me off so bad. He's so irritating.
Yeah. I, like, actually can't bring myself to watch the new Jurassic Parks because of him. Because he's, like, the main dude.
They're, like, good. They get a little... As much as we're already talking about dinosaurs, I was, like... They got, like, too make-believe for me.
The dinosaurs?
Yeah, because, like, the dinosaurs start acting like people.
Do they speak?
They don't speak, but it's like, he's like, I'm going to find your baby to one of them. And it looks like she like gets it. And I'm like, that's a raptor. She doesn't know what you're talking about. And like, that was how I felt about like 90% of it. And like,
dinosaur was an empath though. Like maybe they got it.
Maybe. And I'm like, I know these are like children's movies. So like part of it, I was like, yeah. This
really?
Like,
they seem kind of scary for kids.
That's okay. I have things to say because I was watching the old ones and I was like, there is bone crunching, blood dripping.
I
was
nightmares.
Like,
I still have nightmares. You know, in the lab, like with the T-Rex, like I'm hiding behind the bench.
In
like
which
the
one?
Lab bench in the first one.
In the first
in
one?
In the OG, yeah.
In the lab with the T-Rex?
Yeah, when the
T-Rex in the kitchen
was like,
with the,
oh, is it a kitchen?
With the velociraptors where they're like
was
running?
It, no, it was a T-Rex, I'm pretty sure.
In the lab.
I feel like it was like a lab, yeah, like a scientific lab. And there was like a workbench or whatever. And I'm like hiding behind it fully. I'm like, I'm crying. I'm crawling into the cabinet and I'm crying.
Because for me, it was just like some of the like gore things that were happening. I was like, oh my God, like I didn't think that they did that in a children's movie.
capitalism.
So I was like, but these are like old. So I was like, well, the new ones aren't scary because people get like ate up and they like show it, but there's no blood, you know? Oh, like it kind of looks like a doll. Like someone's getting like ate and you see it like bite it, but it's not like blood and guts and bones cracking the way that the old one is.
Oh, that's so sad. What's the point?
What is the point? But like, because I guess the new ones are probably more like, well, A, it's all like CGI instead of the practical effects.
That's so lame though.
Because they're kind of like swinging a body around and it kind of, or like someone's arm comes off and there's no blood.
You know what was in CGI? Count Orlok's peepee.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So there is blood. So blood does come out.
You know what? People really hate his character design. I'm really interested in like you have to say about it. Yeah. Like,
because
when you watch it,
do
we'll
they fully
talk about
show
it.
Him?
Yes.
Okay. Because I didn't know if they kept it more mysterious, but
it, for most of the movie, it's pretty mysterious. And I'm like,
oh, and
yeah,
people didn't like
it. You'll see. I personally liked it, and I think it was pretty accurate for like the time period that he is from.
Okay.
But some people hate a very critical aspect of his character design.
Interesting. Okay, I won't ask. I want to know really bad what it is, but yeah. I will watch it first. I'll watch it this week so that I can talk about it.
I feel like someone should have ripped it off at this point, like if you just want to watch it at home.
True. Pirating is in 2025.
Oh, it's always been in. It's been in as long as I can use the internet.
I feel like I've been like just using the streaming services though, but I think I'm done.
Oh, I can't afford that. So that was never an option
Neither
for
can
me.
I, which is why I don't know why I've been doing that.
Yeah. That's why I was on Criterion when you came in. Because Queens has like signed up with Criterion, so there's free movies on there.
Which is great.
It is.
I wonder if they have Jurassic Park on there.
They probably do.
I bet they do.
I don't think a lot of people know about it, but not Jurassic Park.
Use the resources from the university.
But yeah, I was scrolling through the databases and I was like, whoa, this would have been really useful had I known about it.
Okay, I'm looking at our time and how much music we have to get
Oh my god, no.
We are not getting through all the music tonight. We had to yap.
Yeah.
But starting off, I specifically picked... I really like Counterparts, and I have been playing a song off this album basically every episode for the last like month. But we're going with Loving Arms Disfigured. Insane name. Robbing Corny.
I actually really love it.
It's good.
It stands out to me.
All the names on this album are really crazy, actually. And they're from Hamilton.
No.
And that's, I picked them as my segue so I could talk about going to Hamilton because I went to Hamilton for the first time in December.
That's so tragic for you. I'm so sorry.
I loved it.
Did you? Yeah.
But also, I was there with my friends Emma and Makia, and they were just very good hosts and gave a good tour, and they like knew where to go.
Yeah.
Loki, the streets were like
needly.
They weren't like terrible, but it's weird because they're like, I think like a lot of like students there are like afraid of outside. So they like won't be on the streets the way here. Like people are on Princess Street and just like there's so many people out. So the streets are dead, but then the bars and stores are full, which is bizarre.
Oh.
So
they walk quickly, speed walk.
So people will be in. The people are inside. Oh. So like the streets would be like empty and then it would just be like, and then you'd go to a bar and it would be full. Which was such a weird energy.
That feels so wrong.
I was like, how did you guys do that?
Maybe they have tunnels.
They have tunnels that we don't know about.
That's one of my favorite things. Wait, no, I'm cutting the time. One of my favorite things was that guy on Twitter when he was like, I hear like Hebrew under my floorboards. Do you not know about this?
No.
There was a guy, it was like the end of 2023, and he was like, I'm in the basement. He was like, I'm in like the first floor apartment in New York. And there's no one below me, but I swear that I can hear like Hebrew. I'm pretty sure Hebrew.
I'm gonna be honest. Somebody told me this, I immediately would be like, okay,
Everyone was calling him crazy. And then like months later, he was like, I know you guys think I'm crazy, but I can still hear the Hebrew. Like when I'm trying to sleep, like there are people speaking like under my apartment, and there's no apartment. Like it's the ground.
Yeah.
And then. Almost at the end or like in August or something of 2024, maybe the summer, it came out that there were tunnels. There were tunnels, like there were Jewish people like, digging tunnels.
Like how old were they? Like old tunnels that have been there for a long time?
No, there were new tunnels. I'm pretty sure it's, yeah, they were like, they were building or digging new tunnels.
What was the goal? New York.
I don't know. I don't know. And he immediately was like, see, I'm not crazy.
We will be doing deeper research, especially yeah. That's so specific that he heard people speaking Hebrew.
I'm pretty sure it's Hebrew. But yeah, it came out that they were digging tunnels under New York.
That's crazy. Okay, we'll do more research while we play some tunes. But I did open this album because the names are so crazy. And I guess if you've been listening to The Witching Hour for the last month, then you've heard some of them. But one of them is Praise No Artery Intact. And then we have... Because you said that name stood out to you, but then I'm like, oh, wait, the rest of them are just as wild.
Yeah, it's called the New York Synagogue Tunnel Incident.
Incident? Oh my God. Did they stop them? I kind of want them to keep going.
Oh, it was found in the beginning of 2024. So I've got my timeline wrong. But yeah, it was January 8th, 2024. A synagogue was found to be making illegal tunnels.
Oh my gosh. I totally missed this. Aw.
Yeah. Oh,
well, I can't wait to learn more about this.
Literally so funny.
But we are going to start the next set. And we're going to start with Loving Arms Disfigured by Counterparts from Hamilton. I love you in the hammer. I would move there. It was great. Loved it so much. Then we're going to play Aconite by Gate Theory. Gate Theory's from BC. I believe they just had a change in their lineup. And they... Basically, all their members, it's like kind of Sleep Token Core, where they all have like aliases.
Oh.
And they sound like the, not the Enneagram, what's the personality? MBTI. They kind of sound like those. Yeah, like they're very like the adventurer, the protagonist. Like, okay, that's what it sounds like.
I understand. Yeah. Mine's like an old wizard white guy.
One of them's the bastard, which I really enjoyed. Yeah. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
But that I would think be their mine. New member has kind of a wild name as well. The Hunter. Ooh.
Oh.
That was a lot more intense than the other ones, too.
I don't know how to feel about that. Whoa.
Anyways, well, hopefully we'll learn more about them soon. They only have two songs out right now. Yeah. And then after that,
awesome.
We're going to play some new releases, I think.
She's picking from the 20 songs that she has lined up that we are not gonna get to.
Thank you. And then it's okay, we'll play them next week. And I'm gonna play, I think this is really interesting to listen to. Me scrolling through the songs.
Oh, I love it.
Definitely really interesting. Anyways, yeah, next up with Loving Arms Disfigured by Counterparts, and then maybe some other stuff, and then we'll come back and gap your ear off for 10 more minutes, probably. Bye!
Silence was the answer.
Okay, so that last one you heard was Siren's Lullaby by Exogen, and before that was 86 by Imminence. Both I can't talk. Both new releases. Exogen had a release party earlier this week or last week.
That was a really cool song.
It was really good. I really enjoyed from what I listened to on the EP, because I kind of just flipped through. I haven't given it like a full dedicated listen yet, but I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, I think I'll check it out.
Yeah, I also didn't know they were from Kingston, because I saw them doing stuff with Kingston bands, and I assumed they were just from like a surrounding area. So, but I believe you said they're SLC students.
Maybe, I think so.
Maybe, perhaps.
I think so.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I see. I just see.
And I believe Ascension Blacklist, friends of the program, were also at the release party last week. Yeah, sadly, I was out of town. I would have gone, but also at the same time, though, I'm like really bad at being excited. So sometimes I'm like hesitant to go to, I want to be supportive, but I'm that tweet that's like
being excited. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't show it ever.
Yeah. I am excited.
I'm like not lying.
If I go to your show and stand there, like I've just seen someone get shot
at concerts.
I'm having a great time. Just, you know,
at concerts, she thinks she's jumping up and down and dancing. She's standing still with no expression on her face.
Like, what? We went to see like DJs and I was literally like, I'm like grooving right now.
And she was like 2 feet cemented to the ground. She was like, I'm having so much fun.
I thought it felt like I was like dramatically moving. It's like, I don't know. Like,
everyone else is like dancing around her. She just looks like a pole. Like, I don't know. It's like, it scares me though.
I don't know, like, how to change it, though.
I get it now, but like when I first started going to things with you, like I remember continuously asking if you were okay, and like you were getting frightened about how many times I was asking if you were okay, because you looked like you wanted to like go.
Well, because I didn't think I was like that, and then people started pointing it out to me, and now I know.
Yeah.
But I will like consciously like try to be like, I'm bopping my head now to the music. But it doesn't work because people still tell me.
And you still don't do. I think your new move is just like you slightly rotate your torso side to side. And I'm like, okay, she's having fun. She's trying. But yeah, I think that's your new move. And it's like, okay.
So I have no control over my body because I really am like, I'm like.
Or you kind of look like a little chicken. Like, with your head going up and down, not back and forth.
Okay, now I know that it doesn't work. Okay, we'll try some new strategies.
We'll see on Friday or Saturday.
I'll practice in the mirror tonight. Yeah, we're going to Zorza on the weekend, and I'm ready.
There's four openers to practice for.
I'm ready to stand completely still and have an amazing time. So, yeah, just anyone listening, if I ever go to your show and I look like I just saw someone get... I'm that tweet that's, why do horses always look like they just saw someone get shot? That's me. That's what I look like. So if I'm doing that at your show, I'm having an amazing time. Again, I think... I'll work on it. I'll take some videos. I'll send them to you. Some practice videos.
Please don't. I want to be surprised.
We'll try some new things that aren't the chicken bop or like the hula girl on the dashboard. Clearly those are my moves right now and I don't think I want them to be. Anyways. Yeah, Exogen, I'll be at your next show, not moving or blinking and possibly not breathing, but I'll be there. So I think we're going to finish off tonight because we literally have a minute and a half left, which I did not realize. And all the songs I have left on here are way more than a minute and a half. I love that. So I think we'll finish off with Oni, which is another Canadian band from the West Coast.
Nice.
I think we're going to do Silhouette. And we're going to go a little bit over time. But it's just an overnight rebroadcast. We're not eating into anyone's time. So enjoy this final track. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Good night. Mwah.